Chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Exercise faith also in me. In the house of my Father there are many abodes. Otherwise I would have told you, because I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and will receive you home to myself, that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you men had known me, you would have known my Father also. From this moment on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you men so long a time, and yet, Philip, you have not come to know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father also. How is it you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in union with the Father, and the Father is in union with me? The things I say to you men, I do not speak of my own originality, but the Father who remains in union with me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in union with the Father, and the Father is in union with me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. Most truly I say to you, he that exercises faith in me, that one also will do the works that I do, and he will do works greater than these, because I am going my way to the Father. Also, whatever it is that you ask in my name, I will do this, in order that the Father may be glorified in connection with the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will observe my commandments, and I will request the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, the Spirit of the truth, which the world cannot receive, because it neither beholds it nor knows it. You know it, because it remains with you and is in you. I shall not leave you bereaved. I am coming to you. A little longer, and the world will behold me no more. But you will behold me, because I live, and you will live. In that day you will know that I am in union with my Father, and you are in union with me, and I am in union with you. He that has my commandments and observes them, that one is he who loves me. In turn, he that loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will plainly show myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you intend to show yourself plainly to us and not to the world? In answer, Jesus said to him, If anyone loves me, he will observe my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our abode with him. He that does not love me does not observe my words, and the word that you are hearing is not mine, but belongs to the Father who sent me. While remaining with you, I have spoken these things to you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one will teach you all things and bring back to your minds all the things I told you. I leave you peace. I give you my peace. I do not give it to you the way that the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let them shrink for fear. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going my way to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. So now I have told you before it occurs, in order that when it does occur, you may believe. I shall not speak much with you any more, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has no hold on me. But in order for the world to know that I love the Father, even as the Father has given me commandment to do, so I am doing. Get up, let us go from here.